Welcome to the Dream Mason Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Terranova, and this is your Monday Microdose. These are short and impactful episodes that are prescribed to induce inspiration, insight, and some power to take into your week. So lean back, get comfortable, and let's microdose.
I read this quote the other day from the Buddha. To straighten the crooked, you must first do the harder thing. Straighten yourself. Now, do you find it annoying or frustrating when others tell you what you should do? When they give you advice and their opinion, especially when it's unsolicited? It's like not even rare. I mean, we do it all the time and it's happening to us all the time. Shit, I'm doing it right now. I'm giving you my thoughts and my opinions. What I love about this quote is it reminds me of all the sayings from that we've all heard. Don't throw stones when you live in a glass house. It reminds me I need to clean up my space and keep cleaning up my space and spend less time meddling in other people's spaces. So many of us are running around giving our family, friends, coworkers, and randos online advice and our opinions, and our own house is not in order. We have poor relationships with our families. We might not have good relationships with ourselves. We're overweight, we're sick, we're under-rested, we're thriving in negative self-talk. Maybe we don't make enough money to pay our bills, or we live consistently in broken relationships. It doesn't matter what it is, but you know your life isn't working. And yet you're running around giving other people advice. And it's okay, but what's the point or the purpose in that? Why not spend that time improving yourself? Doesn't that seem like it just makes more sense? Worrying about yourself until you have your shit handled. Now, that doesn't mean you can't help or support others when they request it or ask for it, but going out of your way to tell others your thoughts, your opinions, or your feelings when your life or business isn't working, that's just silly. Write down three areas where your life isn't working. And when you notice that you're going to meddle in other people's lives or areas, go to those three things and take that energy and put it into your own life. What's up? I don't believe in bad years. And there's no good reason that you're not crushing it. You ever feel like you aren't living up to your potential? Things that you want, you don't have. Goals you haven't conquered. Relationships flounder instead of thrive. My clients have rekindled broken relationships, 7 times their income in 90 days. They've published books, built 8-figure companies, found their life partners, purchased homes and real estate, launched their first businesses, lost weight, overcome difficult divorces, doubled the size of their companies, saved their marriage, and even 10x their income. Are you ready to take your life to the next level? I work with strong and successful leaders, rebellious innovators, blue-collar entrepreneurs, and powerful teams who are ready to boldly declare what they want, get real about what's in the way, and create a strategy and the steps to generate more authenticity, clarity, and freedom and success in their lives. So go to thedreammason.com, apply for a free session with me today. Thanks for listening. Honestly, I'm just a rebel who found a cause and has a dream, and I'm super grateful for your support. If you got anything from this, please help me out and share this podcast with one person today. You can find me at thedreammason.com or at inspirationalalex on Instagram. You are a dream mason because your dreams don't build themselves.